Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where today we start a new series through the book of Romans. And Romans chapter 1, verse 1 starts this way: Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus. That's how the greatest missionary and theologian in church history introduces himself. Not with accolades, not with fancy titles. He starts with ownership. Who owns him? And Paul uses this word doulos, which means a bond slave. And let's be very clear. That wasn't a term of honor in Rome. Slaves had no rights. They were considered property. But Paul embraces that identity. And why is that? Because Jesus owns him. Jesus paid for him. And when Jesus purchases you, you're not a slave in chains. You're a slave in grace. Here's the truth. You are always a servant of someone. If you don't belong to Christ, then you belong to sin or to the world or to your own flesh. There's no such thing as neutral ground. But the good news is that Jesus is the only master who gives you freedom, peace, joy, and purpose. So when you pray today, pray this way: Lord, help me embrace the reality that I am not my own. I've been bought with a price, and let me live like I belong to you. Here are two people you can be praying for today: our Creative Access missionaries in India, and also the people of Tanzania, that they would hear the Kimwera LifeWord broadcast. And here's the final word: you'll never grow in Christ until you settle who owns you. And if Jesus is your master, then you're already free.